Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. This is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills announcing our 30th anniversary tonight, a big 30th anniversary party for the opening of Ted's of Beverly Hills, opened by my father, Dick Bell, in 1971. Oh, is that it? We want to put our meat in your
mouth. And Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills, where you are having your 30th anniversary party tonight. Is that right, Ted?
That is absolutely right, Phil. We're getting set to open the doors for dinner here in about 20 minutes. And I would like to say to you and to your audience, we'd like everybody down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. It's going to be a great Friday night in Beverly Hills. Our 30th anniversary since my father, Dick Bell, opened the doors to a restaurant he named after a little 11-year-old boy by the name of Ted. And since then, we have served probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 million steaks to thousands of people across America, and I think people come to our restaurant. We're very, very grateful for that.
Ted, we're on the air tonight to talk about President Bush's campaign to raise money for the children of Afghanistan by asking the children of America.
That's right. That's right. And tonight, was that today we were going to do that?
Today, yes. On the show right now, we want to talk about how I am sponsoring a group of kids from the William Kiesling home in Kaneo Valley they're going to be raising money for the children of Afghanistan.
Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, Phil, and this was an idea that I had. At 10 o'clock tonight, in our cocktail lounge and throughout the entire restaurant, we're going to raise a glass at 10 o'clock to the Afghanistan.
Well, the children is who we're at.
To the children of Afghanistan, we're going to raise a glass and toast the children of Afghanistan tonight at 10 o'clock at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Let's talk a little bit, Ted, about the program that the president has suggested, and that is that the children of America raise money. Now, I am sponsoring a group of kids from the William Kiesling home, as you know. And they are children who have suffered from a variety of diseases, juvenile diabetes to cancer. They're going to be collecting tonight at your restaurant.
That is absolutely right. And you know what, Phil? We had a better idea. I know that these kids are coming. When are they coming in?
Supposedly someone from your restaurant is going to go pick them up.
All right. Okay, great.
And they're going to be there tonight probably around 7 o'clock.
Well, what we had a great idea, what if the kids collect down the street in front of the bank, which is just about a block and a half from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and if they did that, the bank is closed, so there wouldn't be as much, that people would not be jostling them, because I know these kids, you say that they've got cancer, or I know a lot of them are sick, isn't that right?
Yeah, they come from the William Kiesling home in Kaneo Valley.
That's the one where the kids with the diabetes, right?
That is the one, yeah.
All right, well, my idea was to have them down in an area where they wouldn't get jostled and pushed about so much, Phil. So what we're going to do when those kids show up, and you say that they're taking a bus or what, I didn't get the information.
You know, I'm a little bit concerned. Someone from your restaurant is supposed to go pick them up. They're not taking a bus. I don't want those children taking a bus. They're all only about 10 and 11 years of age, coming all the way in from the Kaneo Valley. I don't want them to do that, okay?
No, that's all right. That's about 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
All right, so what we thought is we'd have them down the street.
Well, no, when I spoke with you and I spoke with Jamie, right? Is that who?
Yeah, that's our office manager.
She said the kids could be in the foyer there right near the Mater D stand collecting money.
No, I think being down the street's better, Phil. I think it's better for the adults. I think it's better for the kids.
How can it be better for the... All I'm asking... Like, I don't want to argue. I mean, I appreciate you helping us, but it doesn't help us if the kids aren't in the restaurant collecting money for the children of Afghanistan.
Right. Here's the problem I'm having, Phil. You are asking me to have bald children who have chemo, right?
That's correct.
All right. You know very well that right now the country is very nervous about a lot of things, and having these kids with chemotherapy, I don't want to create another scare of any kind. So what I'm asking is...
What kind of a scare?
I think I'm being responsible. Having the kids down the street, they can't infect anybody.
You can't infect anyone with cancer.
Well, I understand that, but when you walk in, let me tell you something. I need to explain this, Phil. Many of my customers, and I'm not proud of this, but many of my customers are alcoholics. Now, you got a guy walking through the door at 7 o'clock at night on the first wave of the DTs, and the first thing his eyes see is a bald kid with a pewter plate full of coins. You're going to send that guy into detox, and I am legally liable for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, if I understand you, you're saying that a child who is bald from chemo could send some guy who's an alcoholic into the throes of DTs?
Yes, and I'm legally liable. I can go to jail. So why are you forcing the children to the front door of the restaurant here?
Let me give our phone number here, Ted. This is not the way I thought it was going to work out, if you understand.
No, I'm all for getting money for the kids in Afghanistan.
No, but we were going to do it in your restaurant. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm told you need to get away from the crowd there. It's a little loud.
Is this better?
Yes. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, who... What are you telling me? Am I going to have the children there collecting money at your restaurant tonight or not?
Yes. Yes, you are, Phil. I'm a little insulted that you keep hammering that point.
Are you going to let them in the restaurant?
I can't because of what's going on in the country. I can't. If you got kids who have diabetes or they have cancer, people are afraid that they're going to get infected. I realize it's crazy, Phil. Hey, listen.
Ted, you can't get infected from cancer, okay?
I didn't make this world. Okay? It's not me. I understand. It's not me. I have to think about my customers.
You got to think about your stupid customers?
I know these little kids are sick, and they still want to help the little Afghan kids, but a bunch of bald... Phil, are you ready for the truth?
What?
A bunch of bald, drooling, pale-skinned kids is bad for business. Okay, there, I said it.
Well, then get off of that kick about how a bald kid with a pewter plate full of coins is going to send some guy into detox. And I tell you something right now, it's not the greatest advertising for your business.
Phil, lower your voice.
It's not the greatest advertising for your business.
That's better. I don't like to be yelled at.
I'm sorry, but you promised me that these children could collect money in your restaurant tonight, and now you're telling me they got to go down the street in front of a bank. I don't even know if these kids are going to be picked up by you or not. Because of what? Because the people are afraid that...
You've got people who are afraid of getting a bioterrorism.
From a kid with cancer who's on chemo?
Phil, some of the people that eat in my restaurant are pretty stupid. A lot of them in the entertainment business.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do here. 1-800...
Look, I got our 30th anniversary tonight. We got John Beard is going to stop in for a Ted. Bridget Fonda, who's a big fan of our 20-ounce Santa Maria Theodora tri-tip, which was named after my daughter Carol, she's coming in.
Why can't the... I don't care about John Beard and the rest of them. Why can't she, the kids, come in and collect money in the outer lobby?
I'm Ted Bell, Phil. I'm Ted... I can't have it. All right, I'm Ted Bell. You know what? You know, we're going to raise a glass to the kids.
All right. Turn him off for a minute. Now I'm really... He said that those kids could go into that restaurant tonight and collect money. They're raising money for the kids in Afghanistan. President Bush has asked the children of America, and he doesn't want kids who are on chemotherapy because people are afraid they'll get infected. Why don't you explain to them they can't get cancer? Did you talk to him, Mike? Are those kids going to be picked up? Ted?
I'm right here.
You can't get cancer from somebody. It's not an airborne virus.
I know that, but I've got a lot of idiots that eat in my restaurant.
So the guys that come into your restaurant to eat your steak think it's contagious.
Well, look, we're going to raise a glass. Those jars you see in a convenience store with Dean Martin's picture on it, I'm going to match what's in the jar. And we're going to send over tri-tip for the Northern Alliance once they take Kabul. But if I put one of my customers in a straitjacket because he comes wheeling out of the men's room smack into an ET, I can go to jail. And that's it.
What do you mean, ET?
I think you know what I mean.
Are you saying these kids look like ET?
I sent a guy into detox because he's looking at some dwarf with no hair.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. So what's he going to do? Put him down the street in front of the bank. I'll go down there myself. I'll stand there with those kids. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Live from Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted Bell has joined me on The Phil Hendry Show. It's the 30th anniversary of Ted's restaurant, but it also happens to be a night when some kids were going to go down there and collect money for the children of Afghanistan. President Bush has asked the children of America to collect money for the children of Afghanistan. You think that's a good cause, right?
Yes, Phil, are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you, yeah.
Of course I do. I think it's a tremendous cause, and I think it is a cause worthy of every child in America. You are asking me to have kids into the lobby of my restaurant tonight who have undergone chemotherapy. As a result, they've lost their hair. Now I've got five or six kids with no hair standing around in the lobby of a restaurant, which is an upscale restaurant, which has, and I'm sorry, yes, I've got a lot of alcoholics that were,
I think it's ridiculous to think that an alcoholic is going to go into DTs just by looking at a kid with a bald head. That means that an alcoholic goes into DTs because he hasn't got anything to drink.
The alcoholic shouldn't drink. He sees a kid with a bald head, he may start. And that's what I'm trying, this is the point I'm trying to make. You don't understand the restaurant business.
You don't understand the charity business, and you don't understand what the president's been saying when he says he wants to raise money for these kids. Melissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I love your show.
Thank you.
I would just like to say to this guy, these people are not idiots that are eating in his restaurant. These are the same people who put on the benefit dinners, who...
Well, I think I know these people a little bit more than you do.
Right. Well, they do the fundraisers. They stand up on stage.
Yeah.
They do the telethons. They do everything.
But they don't want it in the where they're eating their food.
Well, you know what, though?
Yeah. You know what?
I think they're a lot more understanding than you are.
Well, Melissa.
By the way, are you balding?
I beg your pardon?
Are you balding?
That's none of your business.
Well, because
why?
Them eating in the restaurant and looking like E.T., as you say,
well,
is the same thing as you being in the restaurant bald while they're eating.
Look, I got Bridget Fonda coming in and biting into one of my tri-tips, and she's going to look at that.
I don't care. That's wonderful that you have Bridget Fonda coming in.
That's right.
But you know what?
You know,
she's a lot more well-known than
you,
and what you think means nothing.
Do you know Bridget Fonda? No, you don't. So how do you know what she likes to eat?
I can tell you that I'm sure Bridget Fonda doesn't mind eating a steak or a tri-tip or whatever the hell it is, looking at a bald kid collecting money for the Afghan kids.
Well, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't, but I can't run the risk of having her throwing her fork down and dashing out of my restaurant because some kid waddles up to her with no hair. What are you talking? What is wrong with you?
What does it matter if the children have hair or not?
Exactly. What does it matter?
They do it raising money for a charity.
I forget Bridget Fonda. What about the alcoholics I was talking about? What about the alcoholics I was talking about?
What about them?
You want to put them in a detox?
Oh, man. You and that drinking. You know what? If I were you, I wouldn't be serving any juicers in your establishment. Here is Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, in other words, I'm not supposed to serve drinks.
Phil.
Not to alkies, no.
Hello. I'm really not understanding you at all. In fact, I think you're judging other people by yourself. I don't think all these great Hollywood personalities that you're talking about are quite as ignorant as you are.
Well, you sound like the last caller. Do you have anything original to say?
Well,
I didn't think so. But I'm in the restaurant business, okay?
I know you're in the restaurant business.
You're in the restaurant
that
business.
All that you're about, that's greed.
No.
And I'm sure that the people
let me ask you a question, Linda. How much money have you given to sick kids in Afghanistan? None? That's what I thought.
Let her talk.
That's not the point.
You haven't given a
that's
nickel.
Not the
I've got these bald kids a block from my restaurant.
I work with cancer patients day in and day out.
Do you give money to Afghani kids?
I give my time, my energy, and my heart.
Where are the kids from that you work
people
with?
Every
Where are the kids from?
Walk of life.
Where are the kids from?
They even sometimes have
parents
that
are restaurant
owners.
All right, nobody's listening to anybody.
All right, where are the kids from America that you work with?
They're kids from all walks of life.
Are they from Afghanistan or America?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, because President Bush said...
Well, what are you doing? You got the bald kids down the street taking money in front of a bank because you don't want them to, quote, get jostled by all the adults. That's bullcrap. You don't want bald kids in your lobby.
Did you tell me they were on chemo?
Did I tell you what?
Did you tell me they were on chemo?
Yeah, I told you they were sick kids. I said they had juvenile diabetes and cancer.
Okay, but you didn't tell me they were bald.
No, I didn't tell you they were bald.
So, you lied to me. and I'm going to have them...
I didn't lie to you. I told you the kids were going to come into the restaurant. They were going to collect money. I said they had diabetes, they had cancer, and they were going to collect the money for the kids in Afghanistan.
And you said nothing about them looking like E.T.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ted. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, man. Hey, can I send some kids into your restaurant that look like E.T. tonight so they can collect money for the kids?
Well, at least it would have been truth in advertising, but instead you spring it on me on your radio show. If I had the information they look like that bat baby boy from the tabloid, I wouldn't have agreed to this.
The bat baby boy from the tabloid now, is it? So that's what they look like, huh?
Yeah, with the pointed ears and the whole thing.
Well, they don't have pointed ears.
Are you prepared on your show to say that chemo doesn't give you pointed ears?
Yeah, I'm prepared to say that. And for you to even ask that question, boy, stick with the restaurant business, man, because you would be lost if you didn't have that gig.
Gig? Oh, now it's a gig. Like it's a radio gig or something, huh?
If you didn't have that restaurant gig...
Let me tell you something. I built this restaurant. My father ran it into the ground and left me with a Chapter 11.
So that's it, huh?
Yes, that's it.
And here I thought that you were celebrating your father opening it in 1971.
Hey, he was an alky like half these guys I serve.
Unbelievable. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Look, I'm not the one who went from town to town up and down the dial like you.
Thank you. I got it.
Okay. Ted, it's horrible what you're doing here. All right, these kids, they are trying to do something really good. And your concern is your dollars and nothing else.
Okay, yeah. Well, look, when you guys all start giving money to the Afghani kids, then you call in and tell me how I'm doing something wrong. I bet you half of you guys don't even know that there are kids in Afghanistan.
My son has written for the Crayon Coalition. I don't know if you've even heard of that.
The what?
The Crayon Coalition, yes.
The Crayon Coalition.
That's the thing that President Bush is asking the kids to do.
No, this is something separate on the Glenn Beck show.
You didn't know, did you, Phil? The Crayon Coalition is something on the Glenn Beck show. Who?
The Glenn Beck show.
The Glenn Beck show. It's another show. It's in Tampa.
Oh, all right. It's
okay.
Tampa.
And it's a national thing that's spreading around.
Where are the L.A. people?
What would happen if a person that was an albino that didn't have any hair walked in your restaurant?
Hey, John.
Would you turn him away?
If a what?
If an albino with no hair walked in your restaurant, would you turn him away because you have other customers? Because that's about what you're saying.
I got a booth for him. I have a booth for people like
that. Oh, you'd hide him in the corner.
I have a booth for people like that, yes.
A booth for people like that.
That's pretty sad. And I will never, ever...
Wait. You asked me a question. You said, when I turn him away, I said, no, I have a specialized booth for individuals that others don't want to see while they're eating.
So you don't believe in equality.
Did you ever see
people on how they look.
Did you ever see the Elephant Man?
Yes.
I swore up and down I would never refuse service to the Elephant Man if he ever came in.
But you'll hide him in the corner.
I constructed a booth,
just as bad.
Especially high sides to it, because his head, I don't know if you ever saw it, but the head is so big, he couldn't be in a regular booth. And anyway...
Will you forget it?
All right.
The more you talk, the more like a jackass.
What if the Elephant Man did come in and say, you know what, I'd like to see what's going on tonight. I'd like to be in a spot where I could see everything. You would say no because of how you look.
No, I'd say, okay, just wait till the place empties out. By the way, Johnny Winter hasn't come in for over 10 years.
Whatever, okay.
Really sad.
All right, thanks for your call.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. What is this?
I get two commercials every half hour.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Whether you're the Elephant Man or a kid with chemo, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Tonight's our 30th anniversary, and if you're horrible to look at, we have a special booth constructed for you. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Hello?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I was owed that commercial. But
yeah, I know. You paid your airtime.
So, Phil, bring the chemo kids down. Tell you what, if you can bring them down in a high-sided flatbed truck, that way they can...
Yeah, okay, all right, Ted. Well, I won't be bringing them down at all. 1-800-449-8686. Will you turn that off? Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
All right, go back to our phone calls. This is Harvey. Hi, Harvey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Harvey, you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm a 78-year-old veteran of the Marine Corps. I fought with the 4th Marines at Saipan. And Tom Brokaw, if you're familiar, wrote a book called The Greatest Generation, which I'm a part of. And I'm very proud to be a part of the greatest generation that there ever was. And that's why I say, let's not get carried away with this bin Laden deal. Because right now, the first people that we need to take care of in this country is the greatest generation of which I'm a part. And if there's no Social Security money, and they break into the Social Security money to pay for this bin Laden situation, then all of a sudden we're sitting with no money. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying, but we're trying to make America a safer place, a better and safer place.
Well, you know, I'm 78 years old. Does it look like I'm going to be around to see that? You see what I'm saying?
What are you saying? You say because you're going to be dead, it doesn't matter to you whether we're able to defeat bin Laden or Al-Qaeda?
Well, I don't know what you call bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. What the Jesus does that mean?
I'll ask you to watch your language.
I'm sorry?
Please watch your language.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, what difference does it make to me whether you get this guy or not? I'm part of what the greatest generation. And you're going to dip into my Social Security money? No, that's not going to happen. I worked a long time. I saved a lot of money.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you need it?
Doesn't make any difference if I need it. It's supposed to be there for me whether I need it or not.
Well, but just curious, instead of curiosity, are you retired?
I'm working still, but I collect Social Security. I do have a retirement fund.
Well, right, if you were to retire tomorrow, so you're still working because you're a lawyer.
That's right.
How much would you make? How much would you have a month for yourself in retirement?
Well, I've got a retirement fund that would pay me, and I own my own home, so probably about $15,000 a month.
$15,000 a month? And you need whatever it is?
No. It doesn't make any difference whether I need it or not. It's mine. You see what I'm saying? That Social Security, on account of the Brokaw book, on account of I'm the greatest generation. Now, what we're saying is, I hit the beach at Saipan. I paid my dues. Say, how about you? Let's talk about you, Mr. Henry. How are you helping in the...
Well, I support our president. I'm flying to New York to try to show people it's a great city to go to.
Can you hold on for a minute?
No, what I said was...
Hold on, Kathy. The guy on the radio says he's flying to New York on account of...
Who are you talking to?
Hold on. The guy on the radio says he's flying to New York on account of show people what a good town it is. Yeah, my girlfriend says... Why don't you stop in Washington on your way back so they can give you the Congressional Medal of Baloney? Because
what exactly is your problem, sir? You've got a 15 G's you can live on as a retired man. You have
I have distrusted this government for a long time. I'm part of the
greatest generation.
You're right. On account of Tom Brokaw wrote the book, and I hear a lot of people talk about us being the greatest generation. But I don't see any thank yous. I don't see any gratitude being dished out. I'll tell you that I am a widower.
Sir, we are more than grateful to the great service you did to this country. You say you're with the Marines at Saipan. I can only imagine what that was like.
Let me just finish, though. I'm a widower. I lost my wife 5 years ago. She succumbed to brain cancer. And for the longest time, she and I never spoke to each other in a civil way because of what she did in the 1960 when the census taker appletreed her. Now, you don't know that...
She did what?
You don't know what that means, do you?
No, sir.
Because I come from a generation where we don't talk filth, but a census taker appletreed my wife. And for all of the...
What is... A census taker in 1960 appletreed your wife?
Yes.
What is that?
Do you know the song, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, with anyone else but me?
Yeah, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
That's right. It was this big song in WW2. He apple treed her, okay? So she sat under the apple. She sat under his apple tree. And ever since.
Okay, so you got a problem with the government because a census taker slept with your wife. What, was he going door to door?
You know, you can laugh if you want.
I'm sorry, sir.
But it was a very sad thing for me. And ever since then, I don't trust the government. So before you go paying for some wild goon chase over the Bin Laden character, make sure you got my Social Security. And I speak for a lot of other senior citizens on account of Tom Brokaw calling us the greatest...
Generation, yes. I read the book. Would it surprise you?
Well, we won't get shortchanged because the present generation wants to go off and play soldier.
Oh, come on, man. You can't be serious that this generation of Americans wants to go off and play soldier. We had two planes flown into a building. We had a horrible thing happen to our country.
I know. I figure I'm dead within the next 2 years. So what difference does it make to me if it...
Well, what difference does it make to you whether you get the Social Security or not?
Because I want it. It's mine. And I want what's mine. On account of that I'm the...
Greatest generation.
You got it. What, honey? Kathy's...
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy's name, Harvey? He's a Marine veteran, Saipan, 4th Marines, a 78-year-old retired attorney. Don't go off playing soldier until you get the Social Security.
The guy on the radio says I'm the greatest generation.
You need to talk to me, sir.
Huh?
You need to talk to me on the radio, okay?
Hold on. Kathy, the guy says I got to talk to him.
What is this, Kathy, your girlfriend?
Yeah, he said I got to talk to him on account of I'm the greatest generation. My girl Kathy tells me to tell you that you're full of hot air.
That's wonderful. 1-800-449-8686. Nancy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
This guy needs to get a life. What is his deal with his arrogance about...
Hey.
We're the greatest generation. There are other people. Shut up. No, shut up. There are other people in the world besides you. You are doing well. Shut up. You are doing well, and this is the greatest tragedy that we have ever had.
Now
go home and go to bed.
Don't tell me about my life. I was bayoneting Japs.
Good. Terrific. Absolutely. Go to bed.
When you were dripping down the inside of a...
Okay, man.
Well... You know, she was.
No, you keep going on with, you know, you are the greatest and da-da-da-da.
What's the matter? Are you jealous?
No, nobody's the greatest.
Are you jealous?
I'm not the greatest.
You're
not the greatest.
I'm
We're all the same.
WW2, Nancy. Read a book.
Shut up.
Read a book. Hey, Kathy, this bitch on the...
Okay, if you're going to use that language, I'm going to have you off of my show. Do you understand?
Huh?
You know what I said to you. If you're going to be talking like that, I'm going to kick you off my show. What, you got to get in for permission from your girlfriend?
Huh?
Quit talking to whoever it is that's on the other side.
I can't talk to you anymore. Guy says I got to go back on the radio.
Let me talk to her, okay?
Turn up the radio.
We got a 7-second delay. She's going to hear it.
What he said 7 seconds from now is intended for you.
What do you... Tell her...
That's right now.
Tell her to shut up and quit bugging you while I'm talking.
You hear that? She's waiting for the 7 seconds.
Will you forget it? 1-800-449-8686. Look, the guy's the greatest generation. The guy's the greatest generation. I can't fault the guy that. I can't say that he's not deserving of our respect. But for him to say, hey, you better pay up my Social Security before you go off on this Bin Laden wild goose chase, I think it's not seeing what we're going through. And furthermore, in many ways, I believe that this country, for the longest time...
Yeah, he's running off the mouth right now, but in a minute...
Would you put him on hold? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want the tuna fish. Don't put the mayonnaise. Don't put me in the goddamn...
Will you, we're on the air. 1-800-449-8686. The gentleman on the phone right now needs to watch his language.
Huh?
I'm speaking with you, Harvey. You need to watch your language.
I wasn't aware that that I was on the air. I'm sorry.
Well, you were on the air.
I'm talking to my girlfriend who's making me a tuna fish sandwich.
Okay, that's great. You know, but we had you on the air and...
Well, technically speaking, I didn't know, so...
All right, then forgive me for doing that. If you could watch your language.
Huh?
If you could watch your language, sir.
Yes, sir. He wants me to watch my language.
1-800-449-8686. You're a World War II veteran?
Yeah, I was with the 4th Marines, Saipan, June 15th, 1944. Nobody knows about that D-Day. Everybody knows about the D-Day boys in Normandy. But nobody knows, huh? I don't want the tuna fish.
You got to stay with me here, not to the tuna fish with the girlfriend.
All right, sir. But nobody knows about the World War II that we did in Saipan, see?
All right, let me go over to May here. May, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
And I'm the Greatest Generation.
Excuse me, Harvey.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to speak to you for a moment. Do you think you'd give me the courtesy to speak to you?
I would, yes, of course. I just want to tell you, I'm going to have a tuna fish sandwich here.
That's fine, Harvey, but I just want to address this to you. You say you're a Marine.
You have to have the courtesy to listen to who's speaking with you.
Yes, sir.
You say you were a Marine, sir.
I was
my
with the
utmost respect to you.
Marines Division.
My utmost respect for you for being a Marine, sir.
I was with the Greatest Generation.
My father is a Marine, and so was my husband, and now is my son. And I had one thing to say to you, sir. Marines
Semper Fi,
do
or die.
Yeah, Semper Fi is true, but you need to learn the word of Semper Fi, sir. And a Semper Fi means that you do what you are expected to do as a Marine.
Always faithful, always loyal.
Let me explain something to you, sir. But
yes,
what you're saying is that this generation wants to go play soldier. Let me tell you something, sir. Marines that are going to save
no.
you.
Give me the iced tea.
Okay.
Please have the iced tea. Have you got your sandwich?
Yeah, I got my tuna fish sandwich.
Well, all right. Now, have you got your iced tea?
She's bringing it in.
Then when she brings it in, I want you to listen to the callers and not talk to your girlfriend about the tuna fish sandwich and the iced tea.
Oh, look at you.
Now, listen to you. You know what? You're no Marine because you have no manners.
Semper Fi, do or die.
Semper Fi my rear end to you, sir. You are no Marine. And let me tell you something.
Tell me what you want to tell me.
What I'm going to tell you, sir, I'm going to tell you point blank. My father served in Vietnam. You're disgusting, sir.
God almighty. Well,
you know
you're going to
eat. Your generation is not the greatest generation. Every one of Americans, every one of the U.S. citizens in this country is the greatest generation.
I'll never forget the morning of June 15th. I puked my guts up. On the beach at Saipan.
Well, that's nice, sir. You know what, though? I think it's about time to use. Let me tell you something, sir.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, listen to her. Listen to the lady.
You are ignorant, sir. You're no Marine. You have no manners. You have no loyalty, and you disgust me. And you know what? Your thing about giving yourself security because you're going to be dead in 2 years. Let me tell you something, sir. Social Security belongs to every American, not just your generation, sir. And you want to know something? I find it really hard to believe that you're in a Marine Corps with the way that you talk and the way you act.
Okay.
I am ashamed.
May I say something now to the host?
You can say
something.
No,
you're not the host, sir.
No, I want to say to the host, may I say something?
Go ahead.
First of all, let me finish my food here. I'm having a sandwich. First of all, I was with the United States 4th Marine Division as we hit Saipan June 15, 1944.
Secondly, that's your job, sir.
We kicked ass on the Japanese, and now you want to run off and play soldier on this Bin Laden kook?
Let me tell you something, sir.
Well,
if we don't do what we are doing now,
we
will die.
What?
If we don't do what we do now, the future of this generation and country will die. And if you were a Marine, you could figure that one out, sir. You want to know something? You talk a great talk, sir. And you don't want to know something? I'll be the first one to send your rear end over to Afghanistan, except you're not coming home.
Hey, Kathy, she says that she's going to send me to Afghanistan. My girlfriend says, why don't you go take a flying leap?
You want to know something, sir? Your girlfriend should say that to my face. Because I don't think you're talking to anybody, sir. I think you're talking to yourself.
She says she wants to... I'm talking to myself. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to... She says you should go say it to her face. She said, come at me.
Oh, stop it. Grow up.
I'm going to say something, sir. I'm going to address this to everybody. You being a Marine Corps is disgusting. My father was in the Marine. I'm damn proud of him for what he did in his life. And I'm damn proud of every Marine Corps in our nation.
Now, will you listen to that?
And
listen to that animal.
Disgusting.
The greatest generation.
You want to know something?
What are we supposed to do now? Wait for him
to
come back?
What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to... I'm sure we can get donations to send him to a veteran's home and lock him away for a while.
What'd you say?
We ought to lock you away in the old soldier's home.
Lock me away in the old soldier's home? I got 15 G's a month coming in here. I go golfing. I go swimming.
I work 12 hours a day to support my family while my husband's giving his life for this country and so is my son to listen to your sorry little rear end. You know what? I don't have time to listen to a moronic idiot like yourself.
Tell you something else.
No, I don't want to hear anything from you because you're ignorant,
I've
sir.
I've seen things that would make you want to throw
something?
Up.
I've seen things, too, sir. I'm a paramedic for a living. I see things every day, sir. Okay? So don't even give me that.
I don't know when she's going to quit talking, but when she... Oh, are you done?
You are rude. You are interrupting the lady. You say because you were in the Marines and you were the greatest generation.
Didn't you read Tom Brokaw? He said that I was the greatest.
He didn't say you were. He said that there was a whole bunch of other people.
I'm going to end this conversation, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud of my father's. And I'm proud of my father and what he did, and I'm proud of my husband, and I'm sure proud of my son. And you know what? My son and my husband
are
not playing soldier. They're giving their lives for support of our country. And you know what?
What is with this iced tea this guy's drinking? I can't believe this guy. What is wrong with you?
Iced tea's running right
for me. I'm ending this call.
Yeah, I don't blame you, May. I apologize for...
No. I just want to say one thing to you being the host of the radio station.
Hey, the float doesn't work in the toilet tank, honey. We got...
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just say something.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an American. I'm proud of being American.
Thank you.
My son and my husband are defending this country right now.
What'd you say?
Okay. I really think that... Somebody like this on your talk show is making all men and women in the United States Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard, and Air Force.
You left out the National Guard. You left out the National Guard on purpose.
Well, sir,
you know
what? You give me a chance. Excuse me.
You know, you got to go to the doctor with that kidney of yours, man.
But anyway. Your radio show needs
I'm sorry, absolutely, and I apologize.
And if this is all, you know, if you're keeping
I'll tell you this much, and I will single out my producer, Mike Schaefer. How dare you put a call like that on?
It's not that, sir. Our nation is pulling together.
Yes.
And yes, they're innocent men and women that left their families to go and serve their nation, rightfully so. And, okay, and without those armed forces, men and women, we wouldn't have the great nation that we have right now.
Yep.
And to have somebody so illiterate, I can't even put the word, sir. It wouldn't be appropriate on the radio. All I can say for any Marine that's listening is Semper Fi, and my prayers are with you. And
Phil Henry Show.